Welcome to the airwaves of CHRY 105.5 FM. Onika, your last name is Morgan?
Yes, it is.
Okay, welcome, Onika, to CHRY once again. And you're coming to us this evening from the Vinci Carnival, which is SVG Carnival 2011, dubbed as the hottest carnival in the Caribbean. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Is that hot come from the heat that because it's in July, or that hot come from the quality that you get?
Well, it's a little bit of both.
It's a combination.
Yes, it is.
And then talking about boat, is there going to be boat rides? I'm just kidding. Onika, you're with the organization in St. Vincent, the Carnival Development Corporation, I'm thinking.
Yes, I'm the development officer at the Carnival Development Corporation in St. Vincent and Yvelines.
And this year, Carnival is going to run for 11 days, really. Is that 11 days of consistent jamming or 11 days overall?
Well, it's consistent because from June 24th until July 5th, we have activities going on every day. Activities going on.
Okay. This year Carnival program, well, we are now, today is, we are into the 14th day of June. And Vinci Mass is June, July, so we go from the ending of June into the early days of July. Your official launching was Saturday, May the 7th. Miss SVG take place on May the 28th. So we're gonna go back for a little bit and give us an update on Miss SVG. Who won the title? What was it like? How was it turned out? Give us an update as Miss SVG show.
Yes, Miss Avia Charles, and she was sponsored by Lotto. Miss Lotto.
Yes.
She won. She was Miss SVG. She was crowned Miss SVG 2011. It was a good show. The girls did their best, and the talents were good, and we had a good crowd coming out to support their pick. The crowd had even placards and pictures showing the girl there in support of. So we had it was a good atmosphere, and well, the judges chose Miss Avia Charles as the winner.
And
that she competed with eight other girls.
And she
eight
came,
other contestants.
She came out the winner and walked away with a couple of prizes. But once upon a time, you used to have a pretty face and a great body, well, a good body, and that could have taken you into the fight to winning the crown. These days, it seems like the focus is moved away from just the looks and the body.
Well, because the winner would actually also walk away with a scholarship, so there's a lot of focus on you know, intelligence and that sort of thing.
Now, when you say they walk away with a scholarship towards what?
A university scholarship would be at the University of the West Indies.
UWI, yeah?
Yes.
So these days you can't just have beauty and figure, but you need to have a little brain to go along.
Brain, yes.
So that you could truly enjoy your gifts.
This year we actually celebrated 60 years of pageantry. So at the Miss SVG show, we had the first Miss, at the time it was Miss Carnival Queen.
Yes.
And she made an appearance, the 1951 Queen. Mrs. Audrey Hazel Gomes, she made an appearance at the show, and we also had a Calypso Rose as our guest artist. So it was a very good show. I think the patrons enjoyed the package.
I was going to ask you if the 1951 Carnival Queen get the field to compete again this year. Could she come? I would leave that alone.
Maybe she's a very nice person, and, you know, maybe she would say she wants to do this again.
Okay. Well, she had her chance to walk the stage, I would assume, time around. Something that many other girls will never get a chance to do. But Mrs. Avia Charles has got an opportunity to compete again.
Yes. She's Miss SVG, and she would be participating in Miss Carnival. That is our Caribbean competition. So Miss Avia Charles, she'll be representing Miss SVG. She'll be representing the Miss and the Grenadines at Miss Carnival show on Friday, July 1st.
Friday, July the 1st, Miss Avia Charles will be competing with how many other young ladies would that be?
She'll be there with nine other ladies
from other Caribbean
countries. Yes, we have nine other Caribbean countries participating, including the Spanish-speaking through Venezuela.
All right, so Miss Charles won a scholarship. She won some dollars and everything else, so she'll be more prepared now to go forward. Other event that are taking place in the hottest carnival in the Caribbean, Vincimas 2K11. I know there's a lot of things happening all over the place, but if you want to get down to the hottest mass, you still have some time to do so.
As you know, we're preparing, of course, we're counting down to June 24 to the official opening of that carnival season. Right now, rural carnivals, they have been growing, and a lot of participation. We have seen an increased participation at these rural carnivals. So those carnivals have been happening throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Just last weekend, on Sunday and Monday, we had South Windward Carnival happening, the Queen Show, and then the Juve and the Street Jam happened yesterday, Monday, which was a holiday. So things are happening in the various communities in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This Friday, our next show would be Fantastic Friday, and that is when we have the set 22 semi-finalists to sing their song to get them into the finals on Dimanche Grand Night. So this Friday, the 17th of June, we have our Fantastic Friday, which is our Calypso, National Calypso semi-final competition. And then we would have 10 persons selected from that competition to enter our Dimanche Grand Carnival Sunday night, July the 3rd. And there we would pick our Calypso Monarch. Last year's Monarch was Joycey, as you know, and she would be competing against these 10 persons.
So you're saying this year Calypso Monarch, last year Calypso Monarch, Joycey will compete. She will be defending her crown.
Yes, she would be.
Because last year Princess Monique did not defend her crown, so we had a brand new champion.
Well, the year before.
Yes.
Princess Monique did not, because Joycey won
last year.
Yes.
Okay.
And she won. This would be her third, going for the hat trick this year.
Yeah, okay. And Joycey is, as we know, it's a grandmother, a lady who has been a cancer survivor, and she has really graced the stage and have a lot of movements. I'm telling you, if you haven't catch Joycey on stage, you better take this opportunity. She's definitely one of those. Yes. And she is. He's a survivor in all her rights, and I'm telling you. Some of the people that are competing this year in the Carnival semi-final, the location for this year's semi has changed from Victoria Park. Tell us a little bit more about that.
This year, the Calypso semi-finals would take place at the Lacqua Boxing plant. This year we have moved it out of the Victoria Park. It was a suggestion, and I think everybody agreed with it, the Calypso Association and CDC, and they have moved it out to the Lacqua Boxing plant, we are hoping still to get that the number of patrons coming, whether coming from the rural areas, coming from town, coming from anywhere, because, you know, this is our carnival product, and we have to go, if we want to listen, we have to go wherever it is. So that's one of the changes for
and
this year.
For those who are heading down for the carnival, you would be prepared for such a thing. It's
yes.
Friday, July the 17th.
This is June 17th.
It's Friday, Friday, June the 17th, this Friday night,
yes,
at the Lakwa
boxing
plant out in the Pitini Valley area,
yeah,
out in that area. That's where the Mardi Gras will take place. Not Mardi Gras.
Fantastic Friday.
Some of the names that I see competing in Fantastic Friday is the Manage, Dennis Bowman, Rejector, Sweet 16, Heroes, Sully, Tajo, Jaburk, Lady Diamond, Mystery, Parry, and Scotch.
Abijah,
Sahara, Manstick, Ipa. A name that I have not heard from for a long time seemed to be coming back on the track is Lord Have Mercy. And anybody who would have been in Jamaica should know Lord Have Mercy as a track coach in Jamaica. I can't remember the exact school that he would have been a track coach at, but Lord Have Mercy, Vincentian by birth, is competing. Win the crown before. Scorpion is in his host mix.
Yes, Scorpion is also in our semifinal mix.
Brother Ebony,
Brother
Queen B, Observer, and Ron B. Those are some of the names, and some big names are still heading up there and competing. Who is going to make it to the Big Yard? Who is going to make it to Victoria Park on Saturday, July? Sunday,
July
the 3rd. We're still waiting for the names. Who's going to make it? We'll find out by Friday night. You'll have a better idea. There's other things happening. Juve, Soca Monarch. Raga Soca.
We start off with a bang, Raga Soca Monarch. Tomorrow we'll have the judging for those persons, the finalists in the Raga Soca Monarch. So we are also collecting songs for the Soca Monarch. So those are on the way while we have our Fantastic Friday preparations going on. Raga Soca Monarch, and our music has always been of the best. And we're looking forward to good music for Raga Soca. We're looking forward to great music for Sonak and Skinny Fabulous, our Soca Monarch. Soca Monarch for 2010 and for the last, I think, 3 years.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to much competition there at Soca Monarch. And Soca Monarch is, of course, one of our biggest carnival shows.
I'm glad that you correct yourself. Soca Monarch is the biggest carnival show in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I could tell you that it's one of the, it's dynamite. You gotta be in the park to really
experience
this. It's the only thing that I like more than Soca Monarch would have been Glow, but. If you have some energy, Soca Monarch is where you have to be. And if you don't have any energy, find yourself a stand and sit back and relax, man. You're gonna enjoy the night.
You always have that choice.
Knowing there are lots of things that are happening, and one day we can't talk about everything that's happening. If anybody from outside of SVG want to compete in the Soca Monarch or the Raga Soca competition, do they still have time? Could they still get in?
Well, the Raga Soca entries would close tomorrow. So if you contact the office,
give us a contact
line via email, cdcofsvg@vincysurf.com.
Okay.
Or you can call us at 1-784-457-2580. and we can get you the forms, and you could still fill them out and send them back to us before the deadline.
And for the Soca Monarch competition, is that the same procedure also?
Yes, the same procedure, but at least for Soca Monarch, you have until the 20th of June.
Tomorrow is the deadline for Raga Soca, which is tomorrow is the 15th of July.
June.
I keep saying July.
You want July to come.
I so badly want to be. Okay, I'm not going to be there this year, but in spirit, I would definitely be. June 15th is the deadline for Raga Soca, and for the Soca Monarch, the deadline is
the
20th of June. So to all those out of tongue bass artists, get your music into the CDC as quick as possible. And
we
see
have
if
a few from overseas also, so it's not too late.
Anybody? Do you know if anybody coming out of Toronto, Canada?
No.
Not a fan. All right. So Torontonians, if you're going down, you need to get your music there ahead of you. If your booking passage is still there, time is there still room for people to come in?
Well, it is full enough, but I guess you could still try. Once the demand is there, Leighton might just have to put on other flights.
Maybe we get Red Jet to come in. I'm just
kidding. but it's full enough. I can't say you're secured a seat, but that you could still try to come.
And with other things happening, one of the cool things that I always ask about is a season pass for people coming in that don't have to buy one ticket. Is there such a thing yet?
No, season passes are not on sale.
Okay,
no,
so
season passes are not on sale yet.
And what kind of prices are people looking at to go into some of these competitions? Any ideas about the prices?
The prices for our Vinci Marshalls are very affordable compared to, you know, other shows, other private shows and so on. So we have shows ranging from $10, that's for maybe the junior shows,
yes.
Junior Carnival, Junior Pan, Junior Calypso, those are $5, $5 and $10, and up to $40, $50 at Soca Monarch.
So
the prices are really affordable, and we understand the times and so on. So we are very accommodating.
For the songs that you're hearing so far coming out of, and I don't think you have enough time to listen to too many of these songs, but the little that you've been listening to, how are they? Are you hearing anything about, you know, sometimes it's a lot of political commentary, sometimes it's a lot about... Most songs reflect what's happening in the community at the time that things are happening. That's what most songs, whether calypso or what, reflect. How is the reflection down in St. Vincent as far as this music is concerned?
Well, of course, the music now is coming fast and furious, so I can't get to listen to all. But most of the artists have produced good music. There's always those big name artists who come up with their work and their collaborations and so on. Those are good, and we also have new upcoming artists who continue to peep through every year. One concern with from the patrons' point of view, that is, we have had people saying that, you know, some of the music are too
vulgar, too raw, but, too smutty.
Yes, but well, those are mixed feelings, so I can't dwell too much on that.
There's one particular song I heard about that is being banned on some radio stations. It's called Grandpa Coco. Have you heard much about that? Or CDC, let me ask a question directly. With the Carnival Development Corporation, putting any, would they be putting any bans on Calypsonians as songs and say don't sing this or don't sing that? Do you know of any of that?
Well, no, I don't. We have never said don't sing certain things. I am not sure if they would, maybe later on. But for right now, we have not come to any decision or come to any point where, you know, those things would happen.
Because one of the concerns right now. One of the concerns the artist had was that he may not make it to Soca Monarch with his song because the CDC might not accept that. And you don't know anything about that?
No, I'm all right. Not sure about that.
I will not put you on the spot. I will not make your seat too hot. I will take this opportunity just to run down. I'll take this opportunity to run down what they have in so far. What's left to come. Fantastic Friday. June the 17th. Raga Soca, Friday, June the 24th. That's a week later. Junior Carnival, Saturday, June the 25th. That's Junior Pan Fest and Sunday, June the 26th. Junior Calypso Soca, June the 28th. That's on a Tuesday, June the 28th. Fire Fest, Wednesday, June the 29th. Panorama Steel and Glitter. Thursday, June the 30th. Miss Carnival take place on Friday, July the 1st. Soca Monarch competition is happening on Saturday, July the 2nd. The Mardi Gras show is on Sunday, July the 3rd. Juve Morning, Monday, July the 4th. Juve Evening Jump Up on the Street is going to be Monday, July the 4th in the afternoon. And the big final grand finale is happening on Tuesday, July the 5th. Did I miss anybody or anything?
No, you did not.
Okay.
These are the official CDC really events, but there are other things happening. So persons who do not want to go or may not want to go to these, although you should be here, there are also opportunities, I guess, to do other things.
And with all this happening in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, just about the hottest carnival, not just about, but the hottest carnival in the Caribbean. If you have missed it before, you don't want to miss it anymore. And if you have the opportunity, please go down and see for yourself. I had the chance to go down and enjoy some carnival, and I'm telling you, 14 days is not enough to go to St. Vincent. A month is not enough to go to St. Vincent during carnival time, unless you're only going for carnival and nothing less. Let me say to you, Onika, thank you very much for bringing us up to scratch and what's happening in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I hope that we could do this a little bit more often so that we could get a more update. Looking forward to finding out who's making it into the finals for the Victoria Park and July the 3rd, Sunday, July the 3rd. So we'll find out more about those. Will it be Ran B? Who is going to make it into that? We'll find out more. And in the meantime and between time, I know that there's a new thing coming in online for Carnival where Calypsonian now have artists has now got looking for royalties. You heard about that?
Yes. The Echo.
Yeah. Will that affect Vinci Mars 2011?
No, it would not. It would not affect.
It may just benefit the artists.
Affect Vinci Mars. Yes, it would if it gets on stream, like officially on stream, then it would of course benefit the artist, but it wouldn't be a problem or negatively, it wouldn't impact negatively on the festival.
Okay, and I should
Vinci Mars goes on.
CHRY 105.5 on your FM dial. My name is Jim, and I'm in doing the news now for Tuesday, the 14th day of June, as Vinci Mars get ready the day after. Today is the day after Fisherman's Day in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Did you get a lot of fish?
No, I did not.
You did not go fishing. All right. Fisherman's Day, a holiday in St. Vincent. This brother, I'm just going to leave now. Let me say, any last word you have? Anybody you want to big up? Anybody you want to tell them come quick?
No, I would just like to encourage those persons who are on their way to Vinci Mars to come quickly. And we would welcome you with open arms. And we're looking forward to having a violent-free, a fun-filled Vinci Mars 2K11, the hottest carnival in the Caribbean.
let me say to you, thank you very much, and that open arms that you're sending out to all those visitors. I hope that you have more than one or more than two arms, because a lot of people should be coming and asking for that open arm.
Well, a lot of people are here.
Okay. Okay. So let me say thank you very much, Onika, and all the best for Vinci Mass 2011. You're welcome. Look out for Fantastic Friday, moving from Victoria Park and heading into the Maricopa Valley area. It's going to be one of those things, man. People are going to have to say one way or the other. Fantastic Friday is taking place out in the Maricopa Valley area. Go and check it out, man.